Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. This is Nunu, and welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Today we have a lot of things to talk about. We're going to talk about some stuff that is not Halloween-y, and then we're going to get into the fun stuff, the stuff that's actually kind of entertaining. Right now, Bill is still trying to get up. So it's just me here for a little bit. We have a few people in line already, and we will get to you. We do see you here, or I see you here. I'm so used to saying we. I guess I could just say the universal we, right? We'll be getting to you. But today, of course, being Halloween, when you call in, if you have any spooky stories to share or any paranormal stories to talk about, that is something that I and when Bill is finally up, we would really appreciate, because it's all about the spirit of the season, and I'm using high commas, air quotes, when I say that. Like usual, you know, I need to do a little sound check to make sure everything's okay, because there's nobody in the chat room yet. The chat room is open, which is a fun place to be, to sit and chat and also throw some questions out. We'll try to answer them. In the meantime, just bear with me, sit back, and we're going to get things a little pumped up a little bit and then bring it back down, a little relaxation, because it is early in the morning. And it is the Broken Earth Breakfast. And it is also Halloween. I'm so excited. I'll try to get to some songs that are kind of theme-based in a moment. But right now, this is Yala by MIA. You Always Live Again. Yala.
When I enter the building. Yeah.
Everybody can hear me okay. One of the first things that I wanted to talk about today that we didn't get to cover during the day show, the day before yesterday, are some conspiracy theories that actually turned out to be true. I've kind of edited through the list because some of this stuff is, I don't know if it's that it's obvious or even that it's just, it kind of seems to be bending towards a particular side, but we'll just kind of filter through it. We'll kind of filter through it. And Tainted, who just came in the chat room, if you can hear me okay, please let me know. Or if anything sounds weird, just, let me know how I'm sounding, because I'm on my own at the moment. But basically, if you're a conspiracy theorist, or if you're not, there have been a lot of conspiracy theories over the years that have actually turned out to not be accurate, but there are also some that have turned out to be true. So the next time that you run into somebody that just really seems like they might be losing it, they could be losing it for a reason, like by not being heard, or they just can't, or their mind is just terribly blown. It's kind of hard to blow our minds these days because we're so saturated with stuff. But one of the theories that has kind of come to surface to be true is one where they say they put cancer viruses into our vaccines. And thank you, Tainted. Thank you very much for saying I sound okay. Great. Now, when you first hear something like this, you don't want to believe it because not all vaccines contain cancer viruses, of course. But there are tens of millions of Americans who did receive vaccines with cancer viruses in them. And even the Center for Disease Control has admitted that this is true. The CDC actually removed a page from their website, which is now cached here. And when I say cached here, it is it's on our page. I'm actually reading an article from realpharmacy.com, and you can actually see it, and you can click it yourself, admitting that there were more than 98 million Americans that received one or more doses of a polio vaccine within an eight-year span when a proportion of the vaccine was contaminated with a cancer-causing polyomavirus called SV40. It's been estimated that 10 to 3 million Americans could have received this contaminated dose of the vaccine. Now, SV40 is an abbreviated for simian vacuolating 40. I sound as bad as Bill today, or simian virus 40. It's a polyomavirus that is found in both monkeys and humans. Like other polyomaviruses, it has a DNA that has been found to cause tumors and cancer, okay? ATM machines will someday use a facial recognition technology. According to the Daily Mail, a new generation of ATM machines is being developed that will use a cutting-edge facial recognition technology. Cumbersome and slow cash machines with clunky buttons and tiny hard-to-see screens could soon be a thing of the past, thanks to this range of new generation ATMs. Ohio-based firm Diebold has created a touchscreen cash machine that works like a tablet computer, uses facial recognition and QR codes to identify and authenticate users, and has built-in safety cameras. There's also one about GMOs on here. I'm going to kind of leave that to the side. Someday scientists will be using millions of genetically modified animals in scientific experiments. I'll leave that to the side because these are things that I want you guys to go and read, actually. And I honestly think I'm going to put these things in the chat room so that you can click on them. And be able to kind of see this stuff for yourself. Hold on just a moment. I'm going to do this right now. Because now that I've actually started reading this out, I wish that I had gone for something that was a little bit lighter at first, to be honest with you. Here it is. There's a whole bunch of them. There's even some about, the government actually targeting Tea Party groups, the IRS, to audit. That actually, this is actually something that's true. The thing that's difficult about that is that, I don't really care about the Tea Party. I don't care if they're targeted, to be honest. But the thing is, and this is what's really important, is that if they can be targeted, then we can be targeted for anything. Just like we don't want to give up any of our rights. Because if we start giving our rights up, then they can just start taking things away willy-nilly, and we don't want that to happen. I'm going to pick up from, scientists all over the world are creating extremely bizarre human-animal hybrids, and it's actually true. Should they be doing that? Something that's part human and part animal? Well, but it's happening. Not long ago, Chinese scientists embedded genes for human milk proteins into a mouse's genome and have since created herds of humanized milk-producing goats. Meanwhile, researchers at the University of Michigan have a method for putting human and putting a human anal sphincter into a mouse as means of finding better treatment for fecal incontinence, and doctors are building animals with humanized immune systems to serve as subjects for new HIV vaccines. They're also putting rabbit eggs with human cells, pigs with human blood, sheep with human livers, cow eggs with human cells, cat-human hybrid proteins. For much more on this, please, there's an article that's a previous article, and you can click it. So, you know, there's all kinds of stuff on here. There's some that are even kind of, you know, trite, like pro wrestling is fake. We all know that. But there is somebody who's actually leaking the outcomes of matches ahead of the pay-per-view bouts out. So, you know, there's other stuff. Using a cell phone can cause cancer. Prescription drugs kill large numbers of Americans. We know that. I mean, there's some things that a lot of people know. And if you've been following conspiracy theories, or if you just even have, you know, part of a mind, part of a brain, you can tell. But the thing is, there's some people who really, really don't. I mean, they have to be told by, you know, other people, like our parents, our grandparents, some of us even our friends. So, you know, check this out. Like I said, I put the link in the chat room, and it's also on our show webpage. Those out, and just kind of see for yourself and see how you feel too. Because, you know, I never want to spread fear, but I do, and Bill as well, like just to share information to see how people feel about it. There is also this something, the story that was released in Poor Richard's News, like, I think it was yesterday. No, it wasn't yesterday. It was the 25th. Sorry about that, the 25th. It's about a Texas judge who resigns after being caught texting instructions to prosecutors to help win convictions. Texas District Judge Elizabeth E. Coker is stepping down from the bench after being caught engaging in a massive perversion of justice. A whistleblower revealed that Coker was sending text messages to prosecutors with suggestions on questions to ask in court in order to secure a conviction. This is from the Houston Chronicle. State District Judge Elizabeth E. Coker, who sits on the bench over Trinity, Polk, and San Jacinto counties, has resigned under fire in a texting controversy, according to a voluntary agreement with the State Commission of Judicial Conduct. It stems from complaints that media stories alleging that Coker had engaged in improper ex parte text communications with Polk County Assistant District Attorney Casey Jones while Judge Coker presided over a criminal trial in August of 2012. With those complaints, the commission commenced an investigation into allegations that Judge Coker used Assistant District Attorney Jones to privately communicate information about the case to suggest questions for the prosecutor to ask during the trial, among other issues. The agreement also said that the commission looked into other complaints that Coker allegedly engaged in other improper communications and meetings with Jones, other members of the Polk County Prosecutor's Office, the San Jacinto County District Attorney, and certain defense attorneys. The agreement goes on to say, the parties agree that the allegations of judicial misconduct is found to be true could result in disciplinary action against Judge Coker. As a result, the parties sought to resolve the matter without the time and expense of further disciplinary proceedings. Coker did not admit any guilt or fault. There's more. There's a whole lot more. Basically, her resignation will take effect in December, but she will take a voluntary leave of absence until that time and not perform any official duties. Under the agreement, she'll be disqualified from sitting or serving as a judge in Texas. Coker, who's only 46, has been on the 258th bench for 14 years and is the third generation in her family to serve on the East Texas bench. Her father and grandfather also served. And it just makes you kind of wonder, I mean, what she's seen and heard them do all this time and what she really thought was actually okay to do. She's getting off far too lightly. Her actions may have caused innocent people to end up in prison. It could be any of our loved ones. It could be us. She probably really should face some charges for a grave violation of the law. Her resignation also opens the door up for a flurry of retrials for anybody convicted in her court sessions. And the thing is that we know this kind of stuff happens. If you've ever been to court, you have some judges who won't listen to you because of an attorney that you have, or that just won't listen to you because of a situation, and they just basically don't care. They just don't care. So there you go. But trying to legally secure convictions, Coker opened Pandora's box, and now the state of Texas will have some massive legal knots to untangle. So there you go, and it's kind of frustrating. It's very, very frustrating, but read the story, check it out. It's a shame. I mean, it just really is a shame because she's a woman, and, you know, it's just a shame. It really is a pity and a shame. I think I'm going to take a little bit of a talking break, and when I come back, I'm going to read a couple of, well, actually one of our spooky stories. It's actually kind of funny because these are called the Five Least Spooky Real World Hauntings. And I'm also going to be taking the caller from 310. So you guys just hold tight. And I'm so excited for this to be Halloween. And I want to kind of give us a nice Halloween-y, witchy vibe. I think that, I got a good one. This is nice and sing-songy. It's from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, when they had a musical on the show. And I love this song. It's called Under Your Spell. But we'll be right back. This is Broken Earth Radio. If you want to give us a call, the number is 347-215-8421.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
That was my place. Now I
love that song. Ugh, makes me feel so good all the time, and it's very haunting. You think about it. Okay, now, here we go. I read one of these out the other day because it was just so funny. But movies have kind of spoiled us when it comes to ghosts. Nowadays, we won't take any spirit seriously unless it's pulling little girls into television sets or pulling terrified women down staircases. But real hauntings really don't play out that way. And it makes sense when you think about it. Most people who are on the other side had to be painfully normal, boring people whose ghosts certainly may not want to give this haunting thing the old college try. But, bless their hearts, just don't have the imagination for it. I'm just being sarcastic when I'm saying all that because I'm just reading this straight from the thing. I don't want to insult any spirits out there. But anyway, this number, the one that I'm about to read, is actually the ghost of a murdered man who flings fruit roll-ups. In 1998, a South Australian boxer named Bora Altonitis was shot and killed outside an IGA supermarket, which probably had something to do with his non-boxing hobbies of hanging out with outlaw bikers and selling heroin. Some years later, strange things reportedly started happening in the store, to the surprise of anyone who's ever seen a horror movie. After all, everybody knows that an unsolved murder is a magical flavor mix that turns your ordinary deaths into a fresh batch of vengeful, haunted Kool-Aid. So it makes sense that that his restless spirit might continue to wander the IGA until he finds justice, or he could just throw some fruit roll-ups around. The store owner, Norm Hurst, had been warned that the IGA was haunted when he first bought it, but didn't experience true horror until one fateful evening. That night, the security cameras ran as usual in the empty store, and there's even the thing on here. So go to our Facebook page and check it out. Anyway, he played the tape back the next morning, and he discovered that a box of fruit ups had flung itself from the shelf across the aisle and straight into his nightmares. But anyway, the fruit roll-ups clearly looked like they'd been tossed by unseen hands from the shelf to the floor. And seeing as there was no evidence of a break-in and knowing the story of the murdered boxer, everyone quickly concluded that Altonitis' ghost was responsible for the mess. But why? Was he trying to wreck the store, poltergeist style, and just give up really fast? Is he lazy? Or was he just trying to eat some tasty fruit roll-ups and found he was unable to open the box with his ghost hands? Well, everyone seems convinced it was one particular ghost, so maybe he was trying to leave a clue to the identity of his killer. What can he do but sit around and see what snack he tosses next? That's, not an extremely exciting thing, but all of our little ghost stories are actually stories that kind of feel more real because they just aren't very dramatic. Hold on just a moment. Bill's up, but he is just kind of sitting around. Okay, let me get him squared away, or should I? Yeah, I will. Let me play a song, and when we get back, hopefully Bill will be here, and we'll also take the caller at 310. Hold on just a moment, you guys. Here we go. We'll be right back.
The storm is coming soon. Never. Radio show.
Yay. So I got Bill up, so he's here now. But anyway, yes, happy Halloween. Happy Halloween to everyone. I think we're going to go on ahead and take a caller. We'll talk to the caller at 3:10, and then we'll get back to some of our, you know, things that we're going to be talking about today. Remember, everybody, everybody remember, you know, spice it up, have some fun, talk about something spooky or just something paranormal or just make up something and just act like it happened. But just, you know, let's share some. 3:10, this is the Broken Earth Radio Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Yes, it's very, very early, isn't it? Or is it late?
Yes, it
I guess
is.
It depends on where you are. But Alicia,
I'm in California.
Oh, you're in California. So what's it, midnight kind of, 1 o'clock almost?
After almost 1 o'clock, but I'm staying with a friend, and they've been real noisy and stuff like that. So.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have any spooky stories to share or any paranormal experiences?
Well, I mean, I know back in, I'd say about 2002, I used to work on this property, and every morning the side door to the leasing office would be open, and we'd lock every door, but every morning it would be open. No one's opened it. It would just be open. So when I did research on the property, it was an old Indian burial ground. And sometimes that door in the middle of the day, we have it closed and it will open up by itself. Yeah, it used to freak us
makes
out.
Makes you kind of wonder. Because, you know, sometimes...
Yeah, I think
whatever really
tribe
just,
that yeah. was, land it was, that they were pretty pissed.
You think they were mad?
I think they were.
Yeah.
These Indians are short
tempered. Yeah, she does, doesn't she?
Yeah. She who?
My mother.
Oh, right.
She's always mad about something.
Do you get annoyed when you? I don't know. Still early. I don't know what. I'm
yeah, yeah.
For.
Just drink your tea. Drink your tea. I was going to say though that, you know, it depends because everything, you know, hauntings are always a little bit different. But there's a story that we were reading the other day about a butter dish that kept moving, and the people just realize that sometimes it's going to be there and sometimes it's not. And I was just kind of thinking that perhaps, you know, if, you know, in another dimension, if they were using the butter, you know, and bringing it and putting it back, and it was just kind of, you know, it was
shoving the fingers in it and everything.
You know what I'm saying. Like, they thought that that was their butter dish, and so they were putting it back. You know what I mean?
I think they're called apports, I think.
Right.
Jokes that appear and disappear.
Right. Right. But that's interesting that they would open the door. They would always want it unlocked. Like, maybe it was a ghost of a cat. You know, cats can't stand it when you have that door.
I wouldn't say that because it was a pretty heavy door.
Yeah, I mean, I believe you. I do. I mean, it's you know, we're making light of it, but honestly and truthfully, it is what it is. It's probably some pissed off Indians, you know, wanting people to move or wanting people to leave or just, you know.
Opening the door ready for them to get out.
Here's your doorway. Well, don't let the door knob hit.
Because you know what? It was always one, because we had two, it was a property, it was like 536 units, and the first phase was always hard to lease, even when it was newer. It's like everybody would want to go towards the back of the property and have an apartment, and no one really wanted to live in the front.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, Alicia, you know, if you had a question today, just a simple question, because we always have to keep our story simple or questions simple, what's your simple question today?
My question is, I would like to know if I'm going to find maybe a temporary roommate situation, possibly by Sunday or Monday, because where I'm at now is just not working out.
It's just not going to be good for you. Because, see, the thing is, I was actually going to tell you, I see you having a place, but honestly, it seems like it's going to be the following Sunday and Monday. But, I mean, I know that you need, that's a whole week there that you need something better, huh?
Yeah, because I know I have this friend, and, like, just tonight I'm trying to sleep, and she has some guy, her boyfriend, over, and they just talking, like, no consideration. I'm trying to sleep. My son trying to sleep.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you if your son is sleeping okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, we were in a homeless shelter for the past month, and my son was getting sick, so I took us out.
Right. Well, I just see you finding a place to actually live. I just don't see you rolling like this, you know, the whole, you know, when we go into November, I just don't see you roaming around past November time. But like I said, I was seeing you finding a place around the 10th or being in a new place by then. But hopefully we can speed it up some. But just knowing that you have that point of reference, maybe that'll just help you with how you're feeling about where you are. How is your work situation going?
I haven't found a job yet. I've been interviewing like crazy. I got recruiters sending my stuff out and nothing. Still got the class action lawsuit going on. It's about to get ready to be filed against the company who caused this mess in the first place.
Right.
I believe I'm in. Yeah. So.
I want you to try something. I want you to try this out. I just see so many people, if they knew what was going on with your situation, being a lot more like really putting it out there for you, if you're just honest about, you know, your situation, whether or not it's during an interview or if it is even, you know, with a church or some place like that. I mean, you have no idea how much I see things just shifting for you if you just open up.
Well, you know what?
See, we're,
You know what? I've volunteered at a church for the past month, and I have opened up and I've talked to everyone. And it's so amazing that no one's been able to, you know, come up with anything. Even had one of the church members saying I could come and stay with her for 2 weeks, and when the time came, she disappeared.
She was gone.
Will not return my won't even return my phone call. So yes, I have totally opened up and, you know, I've been making calls and doing my research and everything.
Well, I don't want you to give up because, like I said, I don't see you moving past the month of November like this. Also, I want you to take advantage of the fact that we're in this Mercury retrograde that is actually about secrets being revealed or just putting stuff out there. That's why I said that, because the Mercury retrograde we're in right now is actually in the sign of Scorpio, which means just really putting stuff out there, really revealing things, really letting things be known, because that's how you're going to really gain your ground. So I want you to take this, that little bit of advice because, you know, your situation is so serious. It's a lot more serious than this is boy like me. You know what I mean? Because this is actually about, you know, your living situation. But I want you to take that little bit of advice, and we're going to figure out how we can actually manifest what it is that you need and what you're looking for within a compact amount of time. We're really, like I said, we're just going to be focused on the 10th was where things seemed like they were going to really be set. So it's just this next week. But hopefully something can happen a lot faster than that so that you can have some peace. And I know you're also just feeling kind of down about, well, you're feeling a lot down about your situation and where you are. And, you know, because you've seen better days. And plus, you know, the reason that you're in this predicament is because of a job, you know. So I've got a candle that I'm lighting for you right now.
I had a phone interview today with a recruiter, and then I have a Skype interview with her tomorrow. And she gave me homework. I had to do Tony Robbins personality assessment. I had to do an essay. I'm like, okay, I'm doing all this work. I better get a job.
Well, you know, these are when they do stuff like that, they're really trying to see if they can work with you. Honestly, that's all those are. When I did hiring and we did those personality tests and all that kind of stuff, it was basically to see if you were someone that people wanted to work with. It's not just about having skills. It's about somebody who's just who would fit into the environment that they're trying to, you know, put stuff out there for. So I don't know if that's good or bad. It just is what it is, right? But like I said, we're just going to be focusing on up to the 10th, and you know, we're going to get this rolling for you. And like I said, I just lit a candle. I actually just lit two for you. So we'll see what kind of, you know, energy that stirs up. And, you know, today is a big day for me just to be doing a whole lot of stuff for people. So I promise you, Alicia, I'm going to put your name in there and see what we can make happen. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, dear. But, you know, let us know how you're doing. And remember to go to Facebook and like Broken Earth or even like Psychic Nunu or both and keep me in touch. Keep me informed with how you're doing. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, dear. All right. Well, good luck. And you try to get some rest.
Okay. I will.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, bless her heart.
I tried to say goodbye then, but I had a frog in my throat.
Why do you have some frogs in your throat? Why are you eating on froggy?
Well, you know why? Sorry, before I move on to that, if anybody, you know, feels like they need to relax or unwind a bit, if you go to the Psychic Nunu channel on YouTube, I've done a meditative relaxation on there, which may help you feel a bit more balanced or help you get to sleep at night time as well, so you can check that out. I woke up in the night, I felt like I had something stuck in my throat, and I was drinking water, and I genuinely thought I'd swallowed something. One of my earplugs, and it was stuck in my throat, because it felt that dry. And then I was counting, I was like, one earplug is stuck. They were both there, so I don't know what it was. But, you know, talking about people being noisy, you know, where you live and that. a lot of people don't consider earplugs. I mean, I've got earplugs with me all the time because, you know, I live in apartments and sometimes you get people being noisy and some crazy stuff going on, knocking and banging. I have no idea what the hell's going on. But something, an option people don't consider sometimes. I mean, they don't think about earplugs, but they really are handy sometimes. The only thing concerns me sometimes, if I put them in, and then in the morning I might not hear my alarm going off if they're still in there, but... Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't hear yourself snore when you have your earplugs in.
Well, that's right, yeah. I don't snore anyway.
You snore like, you sound like a jackhammer. I'm sorry, you don't snore. That's me.
Let's talk about your snoring.
I don't snore.
Really?
I sound like pigs or something.
That's what I called my dad once when he was still on holiday. I said, I thought I woke up in the night and I thought I was going to be attacked by a demon pig. He doesn't forgive me for that. He keeps bringing it up.
Jody.
Demon pig.
Jody from
The Block.
No. No, Jody from the Amityville Horror was a demon pig. Splashy's a ghost. What? You have what?
You have a story or something for
us? Yes, it's about Splashy the ghost. Francis Martin claims that he and his family were watching TV one night in October when he noticed a damp spot on the wall. As the spot grew, he called his family over because this was 1963 before fun was invented. He's like, before fun was invented, he's like, everybody come over here and look at this spot growing. As they gathered around and leaned in for a good look, the spot erupted into a geyser of water and soaked them all hilariously. Of course, Martin thought it was a burst pipe until it happened again and again and again in different spots. Yes, these were spontaneous water leaks from the spirit realm. By this time, the family had learned not to get close to a wet area on the wall, but even without a victim to soak, the spots continued to appear and erupt until their carpet and furniture were drenched. So it's not like this was some kind of hilarious prankster ghost. If spraying phantom water was its only power, it apparently couldn't control it at all. It was like some invisible incontinent demon was just randomly peeing everywhere like an old dog and able to affect the world in any other way. But still, the phenomenon was so disruptive to their lives that the Martins tried moving into a relative's house, but the bizarre phenomenon followed them, and it actually drenched his mother-in-law's house with ice-cold haunted waters.
Heat all over.
Yep. They gave up and went back home, where the soakings continued for a while, then stopped just as inexplicably as they had started.
Well, maybe it was plasma.
It was Slimer. It was sliming them.
Yeah.
That's really gross.
And they started messing around with the butter dish, and that just tipped them over the edge.
Butter dish.
I have a question for you. I was going to ask you on the other show.
I know. I'm waiting.
You know, the... when I was, because it might be a bit spooky, you know, to find out what was that noise.
It was my hand hitting my microphone.
Punching yourself again?
Mm-hmm.
When I was paranormal investigating at Penylan Hall back in April?
March
and April. It was a long investigation.
Did you ever get that DVD?
No. I need to email him again. It's been a few months now, but he said his parents were ill. One of them was in the hospital and wasn't doing too good, so I know that, you know, but I mean, it was part of what I paid for, you know. So, it's been a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
February was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're investigating, we're using the ghost box, spirit box, and we're all sat around in this big bedroom. And I heard the name. Everybody clearly heard it, but obviously didn't know my name. And it was, you know, this woman shouted out, Bill. in like a help me kind of, you know, kind of way. And everyone was like, is that Bill? And I was like, I didn't get around to say, that's me. But I was wondering if you could have a look, see any indication of who it was calling my name on the fateful night.
It was me. I needed you to make me a cup of tea. I needed your help. And you were out hunting ghosts. You want to see who it really was? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be able to give you any names.
All right, address.
Let's see if we can just see if, you know, what that is. Yeah.
Let's see if we can see.
Trying to baby out. Oh, you can actually look this up. And here she is. There's her and there's three others with her. And it says these things are concrete. The information is actually here. But it does look, this woman, and then she has three small people with her, so it's like children. And it looks like they were looking for her husband or someone who takes care of them. It's a man who takes care of them, but he actually looks like he is a soldier or a knight or something, depending on what was in that area, you know. But the thing is, though, is that you can actually look this up, of the woman and her three kids that lived in that area or that place you guys were.
So are you saying that it was just happened to be somebody with the same name as me?
Yeah.
Right, okay. It was actually calling me. It was calling...
Was calling her Bill.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, look it up. Get the information.
Petal and Hall. If I put in three children, maybe that'll... Petal and Hall. Well, I don't think we're going to find anything now. I'll have to...
Just do your research at some point.
Okay.
Whoa, that was weird. Okay.
I had this huge book there when I was in. What?
You there? Okay, because it's starting to sound kind of dodgy. Let's do this. Let's take a call and see if they can hear us okay. Okay, hold on just a moment. Okay, we're going to be talking to the person at 646. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you, Nunu, but the gentleman, Bill, he sounds very distant, and it was like a little broken up, but I can hear you clearly. I just couldn't really hear him, like when he was talking just now.
Say something, Bill.
Hello, mic check, 1, 2. Is there any way you can turn me up?
Oh, you're clear now.
Yeah,
you're clear
now.
You're clear.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe the signal dropped or something.
Okay. All right, great. But yeah, when I was listening to the show from the day before yesterday, every now and again you sounded like you were real far off too. So, but then I also kind of sounded, because I have a new headset, I sound a little muffled. But anyway,
it's just Blog Talk Radio.
It's just because they're just so awesome. Well, I mean, but you know what? They really are awesome. I appreciate the show and all that, but it is kind of sketchy sometimes. What were you going to say, dear? I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, pardon me. I was going to say possibly it's Mercury retrograde because we're dealing with communication and you're dealing with the switchboard. So it was nice.
Well, Mercury is always in retrograde with Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's only like 10% of the time it gives us off without a hitch.
Right.
The other time, there's always.
We have to cancel shows constantly. We can't get on. It's just, I mean, it's
the government trying to shut us down.
And the only other option that I know of is to go to a different network, period, except it's just so expensive and the shows are very short. And it's just, I mean, it's not economically feasible. It just doesn't make sense. But and this does, but then we don't always know if we're going to have a show. But, of course, some people have shows every day, twice a day. So, you know.
Couldn't do that.
I know.
Far too busy.
But anyway, who's this? I'm so sorry. We just went on talking. Who's this?
Oh, no. My name is Anne.
Okay. Nice to talk to you. Did you have a story or an experience that you wanted to share?
Yeah. For Halloween, this was like maybe 10 years ago, and I went to see my dad because he said my aunt from California was, you know, there, and I haven't seen her in like a good 15, 16 years. So we spent a lot of time together, went over there, spent time together, and she and I took a photograph. My father took the photograph of the two of us with my camera. No problem. When I went to develop the film, I'm looking at all the photos, but the photo that she and I took, it was just one. We're standing up right next to each other, and then there's like a silhouette. It's like something near her head. It's like, I wonder if that's a ghost or some kind of spirit, but I felt like it was a spirit. And I asked him, I said, Dad, this is very awkward. Because it's something. It's, you know, it wasn't the lighting. There was an entity present, I feel, in the photo. And he agreed. And I was like, this is very interesting. It's never happened where I've seen that. You know, personally, I've always heard about, you can see it. But it was very interesting. So it made me think, is that a ghost or spirit in my father's house? Or was that my aunt's... was there something near my aunt that she's carrying, or just maybe it was an old relative in the photograph also. You never know.
Right, right. Well, for some remember, for a spirit to stay, you know, for a person or an entity, let's talk about it this way. We've got body, spirit, and soul. And mind, your mind is kind of floating in there between, you know, your body and your spirit, the spirit realm, so to speak. Any entity or person that doesn't want to transcend into their soul space, they have to be sticking around for something. You know what I mean? There's a reason, and it's always going to be emotionally connected because emotions are so heavy. Emotions are an anchor. Emotions are a 5-ton weight. And just because you may free yourself of the body, like, you know, you say your body dies and your spirit just steps out of it and wants to stay where it is, there has to be something so, like, just so heavy and so emotionally draining that you're not able to let go. And this is, I mean, I can't say it's good or it's bad. It just is, but in most cases you would think that it would be awful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just think about that. You know, who would be so bound to you or so bound to that space that they don't want to let go of it, but they're posing for pictures, you know what I mean? It's like, it's pretty intense. It really is. So when I hear something like that, I mean, the first thing that I start to see or feel is that it is actually someone that's so bound to you guys that she doesn't want to be gone. She does not want to stop being who she was. So she's just hanging out, following you around, still there. is it good or it's, or is it bad? You know, I guess it just depends on the situation. But you know, it's pretty intense though. It's very intense, Anne.
Interesting.
Mhm. Yeah. So, if you had a question for your guides today, something simple, you know, what is your question?
My question is regarding the next holiday, which is Thanksgiving. I was wondering, not really just the next holiday, but the holiday season, especially Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. I wanted to know if I'm going to spend this holiday season with my significant friend. I mean, is he going to spend it with me? Should I give you his name, or does it matter?
You can call his name if you want, or his nickname, whatever you call him.
Oh, I'll call him, it's Sean. It's Sean. That's what I was wondering.
That is so weird. Did we talk the other day?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I was looking at this piece of paper, and I already had your names written down. I'm like, what?
I just woke up literally about an hour ago, over an hour ago, and mm-hmm. I was like, you know, let me look on blog and see what's going on. And I saw it. I was like, hey. I said, well, it's only one question, so I hope she doesn't mind if I call back again and ask a different question.
Uh-huh.
I'm being honest. It's all Hallows Eve, but I am being honest. You know, regardless of... I'm being honest.
Okay. Now, we've moved into this weird space here with you and Sean. It does actually look like you could spend Thanksgiving together, okay? Straight up, it's at your house, okay? It says your tower, which is basically going to be your hole, your house, your hovel, okay? And then on the other side of that, as far as Christmas is concerned, Christmas actually looks like it's something that just comes together really quickly. It's like it's not planned. It's like, and why it has to be like this, I'm not really sure. But like I said, it looks like you guys are probably going to do the Christmas thing together. And Christmas is so close to New Year's. There's a refresh. Yeah, New Year's is together too. So it definitely looks like you guys are going to spend the holidays together. I mean, you know, the holiday time. But there are some space and times here where it looks like you're kind of wondering, is this really going to happen? And it actually looks like it does happen. Do you feel comfortable enough with him to actually bring it up?
Well, it's so funny you say that because I said I'm going to take a chance, and also because I'm a Virgo, and whenever the moon is in your sun sign, it's like the perfect time to like push forward, or move forward. I shouldn't say push mm-hmm. forward, just kind of get what you want, just a little psycho. So I did inquire, and I said, you know, I would love for you to come with me, with the family, you know, to come to Thanksgiving dinner at my family's place. Now, I don't know what's going to happen on Thanksgiving with my family. I just put it out there and it was like, let me just ask. And he said, well, he was shocked. He was surprised. He was like, it sounds like a good idea, even though he's part Cuban and, you know, they're very close, the family, his family. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you know, my family. I'm like, I know. I was like, well, why don't you come with me? And then, you know, we can go over there. Oh, you can go to your family. It's up to you.
Just, you know, let's just do it together, you know? When I say this, I say this to you because your issues that are sitting in front of us, one of them is a card that is called material gain. And this can also represent things that are concrete. It's upside down. It's not a bad thing. It just kind of means that it's still something that's floating around. And then your other issue is the moon, which can also represent things that are just floating. But it also represents femininity. It represents you being able to just really sit back and just talk and just say what you need to say because, you know, we care about each other. Why don't we spend, you know, why don't we do the holidays with each other or just make a plan and just talk to him normal? I mean, you know, not in a way where you're, you know, you feel like you have to push it, but just like, hey, you know, why don't we do the holidays together and just kind of see what that experience is like. I mean, we care about each other, duh, you know? So just see how he responds to it. Like I said, if we just sort of flow in this the way that it looks like it's flowing naturally, what I'm seeing here is it just kind of seems like you're floating along, and then a few days before, it's like, hey, Christmas is here. Let's do, you know? But let's not lose that whole, you know, airiness about it, but still try to put some direction in it so that you can have a plan and feel safe and comfortable and know that you can talk to the guy that you care about. You know what I mean?
Right. And I agree with you, and that's what I've been sharing with him. There was some issue during the summer. You know, there was intuitively I felt like there was some kind of interference because I'm introverted, but I have to share with you, Nuno, this summer that just passed, it was like I had a spiritual awakening or just a lot of dreams, a lot of things came to me intuitively, psychically, and I was like, whoa, what's going on? And I don't know if it was the angels, my ancestors, whomever, or both, were just reaching out to me, and I just felt like there was people who were trying to come in between us.
Right.
A woman in particular. So that was very interesting, to say the least.
Well, you know, it's frustrating because I do notice that even people's family members want to come in between their happiness. It's like sometimes people become afraid of, like, you know, if everybody has families and kids, or if everybody is all tucked away, what if something happens to me? And so I need to keep my hands on at least one of them. You know what I mean? So there's that kind of comes, and it just does. It just happens. Family members. Because see, when I say that to you, that is the real threat that I kind of feel like you would be in with him. And we can always work on that. You know, people need to remember that, you know, when their sons get married or get girlfriends or whatever, they're gaining another person. They're not losing their kid. You know what I mean? They're gaining another person to be there to help and to do things with them. But some people don't always see things that way. And that, to me, kind of seems like it's the real conflict that you'll experience with him over time, not necessarily another person being able to, you know, to wiggle in there and jerk them away from you. But then you also have to remember that if somebody can be pulled away, then it's better to find out now than later, as frustrating as that is. And that's, I'm just saying that it's kind of like, you know, your last resort of womp womp, you know. I'd rather have the disappointment earlier than if I was, you know, digging in deep and having kids and bills and all that kind of stuff. I'd rather see the disappointment a little bit earlier because it's just, you know what I mean.
Right, I do. So, yeah, so what you're saying, what I, what I understand is that you said the real conflict would be over a period of time is more of a family issue.
Right. It's more of the family than anything else. So, but in the meantime, when you're getting to know him, pay close attention to the things that he says about the family, or pay close attention to how open he is with even sharing you with the family. Just watch that, because that's the stuff that's really going to be the stuff that you really have to contend with.
Well, it's funny you say that, because you're speaking the truth. We've it's been budding since over a year now since we met. And I did inquire last year because he had an issue with his mother. When I first met him, they weren't speaking. And I didn't push the issue, but I just, opened up the forum for him to talk. And I just, listened. But I also shared with him, I said, it would be nice if you could speak to your mom, because it's only you and your sister. And you're the first child, you're the only son. If there can be some type of I'm like at a loss of words right now. I'm sorry.
Right.
Like 4 a.m. here. Just for the two of them to get together and work it out.
Right.
So, no problem. They end up working things out. And I'm like, okay. I didn't say a word. I was just happy for him. And I was like, that's good. Then it's like, well, when am I going to meet your mom? I would love to meet your mom, It hasn't happened.
Well, don't worry about that. I'm just telling you, don't worry about that. I mean, so many people put so much stock into that meeting the mom thing, and I'm telling you, you need to work on the relationship that you have with Sean first and really develop that bond before you start going on to that new level. Because you start to really, really, really see so much stuff when it comes to families. And, it's just better for you to go on ahead and just to have a good time with him now and not try to make it too hard before it's time. I'm telling you that. So just enjoy yourself, and, even if you're doing something like Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving dessert, New Year's Eve, stuff like that with him. And just appreciate what you guys can put together as opposed to thinking about what's not happening. Because when you start meeting people's parents, it can get real dark real fast sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it can be kind of uncomfortable. So just, like I said, focus on your relationship with him, really get solid with him so that everything else is just, you just kind of glide in there and there's nothing they can say or do. Okay, but we need to cut it short. But thank you, Anne, for listening again, and let us know how you're doing. Let us know how you're doing. Okay, dear.
I will. It's definitely the holidays. We will. That's pretty much what you're saying. We will.
Yeah. Yeah.
But don't focus on the family. Don't focus on.
Don't focus on his family, girl. Focus on yourself. Don't focus on his family. We get so caught up in other people's business. I even talk to women sometimes who are just like, I wish he would leave that woman because she's just so bad for him. And it's like, why do you care how somebody else is treating him? Just focus on the relationship you have with him, because that's mm-hmm. going to be the deciding factor. Don't worry about what's going on between him and this person. Just focus on him and you. And that right there is where you're going to start seeing your bonds really forged, and that's where you see the change really happen, because that's all that you really should be caring about anyway. Okay?
That's true. That's true. Okay. Just don't worry about him coming over to my parents.
Yeah, don't worry about that stuff right now. Don't worry about that stuff right now. Just focus on having a good time. If it makes sense to go to your parents for some reason, it's all good, but try not to make it more difficult than it has to be, because that's when it just starts becoming strange, Just have a good time. Yeah.
Well. Okay.
All right, dear. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good.
Thanks a lot for listening.
And happy Halloween.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to take a break. I need to stop talking. And when we come back, you can do some talking, and then we'll also talk to the caller at 917. And there's somebody in the chat room real quick who's asking a question about a soulmate, and this is not really an appropriate question for a radio show because it's actually something that's deep. I actually do a soulmate, or not a soulmate, but a soul space meditation that actually takes you places that are so deep that you'll understand what I'm talking about. But just, you know, typing out in the chat room, this is a discussion that's actually going to take you time. So if you had something simple, like something very simple, that's one thing, but it's kind of deep there. It because it is a deep thing. You're looking for something that's very, very substantial for your life. So, but we'll be right back. This is Broken Earth Radio, and we'll be back.
Try me.
Can you guys hear us now?
What are we doing?
It's just the studio thing just wasn't doing right.
I think it's working now.
Yes, it is. It is. Okay. Okay, so why don't you talk for a little bit and let me rest my voice.
Good. Okay. Some a true paranormal tale. Choose a year between 99 and now.
Mm. 2003.
You were going to choose that year.
Of course you did.
Okay, choose a month.
I'm thinking of a month. Guess what month I'm thinking of?
February.
I was actually thinking of March.
Oh, well, that's close enough. And choose a number between 1 and, like, 20 or something.
The 16th.
Oh, God, you really like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Guess whose birthday? Guess whose birthday that is?
Cole's.
Yeah, you know it's Cole's birthday. Be quiet. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
This one's called Friendly Gnome.
He's a little friendly gnome.
I live in Texas, and this happened just yesterday. No, it didn't. I have never actually seen anything face-to-face, but I am familiar with stuff like this. I'm extremely interested in it, and I always wanted to see things paranormal. Well, I guess I got my wish. What happened was that I saw my dog chasing something. I figured it was my cat, so I went out there to yell at him. But when I got out there, I saw this thing was at least a foot tall in red clothes, kind of like a clown suit, without the big shoes and nose. He had a pointy red hat and a white beard. I got my dog to come to me. I pulled him aside and closed the door. I then looked out the window. This thing was on my porch eating bird seed. We have a bird feeder next to our window. As I was looking out, the gnome looked straight at me. It got straight and hid behind my porch. I called out to it, and it peeked over the porch at me and smiled. Then it disappeared. That was the most amazing thing I've actually experienced, because I've always wanted to see fairy tale creatures like that. Which is interesting, because I know somebody who's very close to me has also seen something extremely similar to that. Okay, choose another year, month, and number. M is not a number.
2005.
Yes.
June.
Yes.
The 1st.
Okay, time warp to the future. Okay. On one late mid-Michigan summer afternoon back in the late 80s, a friend of mine and I were exchanging weird, odd, and bizarre stories that we either experienced or were told by other people. It's strange, because that's what we're doing now. The final tale of the afternoon trumped every strange thing I'd ever experienced and still plagues my mind with fear and curiosity. My friend started by asking, "You've met my next door neighbor, haven't you?" "Yeah, the 7 foot, 2 inch bodybuilder who smokes and drinks a lot." "Yes, that's him. He and I were talking the same way you and I are, about the same things. Now, I've heard a lot of BS stories before," he added, "but this guy turned white and started shaking like a small dog when he told me his experience." This is the story from his perspective. "I was stationed at a military base in Oscoda." Am I saying that right?
I've never heard of that.
"Michigan in the late 60s. It was close to Thanksgiving, and a lot of the men were on leave for the holiday. 5 of us were stuck at the base and pretty much had to fend for ourselves. We had a 2-day pass for the weekend, but none of us had family in the state. We wanted to spend the weekend outside the base, but really didn't have anything planned. Friday evening, one of the men found a top-secret file that was supposed to have been destroyed. We stuck it into the barracks and shared the contents with each other later that evening. Its contents revealed information about a mathematic scientific genius who developed a formula for tracking and locating existing time warps for history and futuristic time travel. we warped hundreds of years into the future, came back in the early 1960s completely insane. Did I say he or we?
We.
Sorry, I meant to say he or... I was like, he warped hundreds of years into the future and came back in the 1960s completely insane and was also considered a dangerous threat to humanity as he returned with a highly advanced state of telekinetic energy. The report also stated that he was being secluded in a remote, isolated 50-square-mile radius of state land in Grayling, Michigan. The parameter had a 15-foot chain-link fence going all the way around it. There was also a map of the location. We all unanimously agreed to investigate the validity of the file by taking a visit to this place the next day. We drove on dirt roads in the forest for hours, traveling a distance of about 40 miles. When we came to what seemed to be a dead end, upon closer inspection, we realized that the rest of our journey would have to be taken by foot. We hiked nearly 10 miles as dusk was closing in. As we were about to give up the chase, there it was, the 15-foot-high chain-link fence that seemed to go forever. We were both anxious and excited to discover it. We trekked further for another 2 or 3 miles on the outer perimeter. When we came upon an enclosure that was about 100 yards on the other side of the fence, it appeared to be a small structure made of white painted cylinder blocks with a wood shingled roof. There was a window and a door. By now, it had gotten so dark that we couldn't tell if the door was open or closed. Four of us were starting to feel very uneasy, and as though there was something watching us from the other side of the window. We saw a pair of red eyes staring back at us. We were about to retreat back to our vehicle when, out of nowhere, the only skeptic in our clan decided to scale the fence. As he got 10 feet up, another decided to follow behind him. After the first climber scaled the 15-foot fence, he went to jump to the other side and was suspended in midair for about 10 feet off the ground for about 5 seconds, and then was flung 300 feet back over, breaking his arm in the process. We quickly gathered ourselves and ran like hell back to our car. In the distance, we could hear the fence shaking violently, along with a maddening scream. To this day, I'm afraid of the woods. Just as I was getting to the end of that, I saw something move through the crack in my door to the bedroom. Hopefully it was just the way I was moving my head, but that scared me.
It must be your long bangs.
Yes. It's like Magneto.
Magneto.
Well, obviously.
Not. Well, let's take this call because we're running slow on time. Hold on, let me, there we go. Caller at 917, this is Broken Earth Radio. Who's this?
Is it Darth Vader?
We need to hang up because she's fallen asleep. Oh, my goodness, it sounded just like Darth Vader. And you're cracking up.
Somebody was real sleepy.
Yeah, let me just cut her off because she's been on hold for a long time.
I don't know, somebody trying to scare us.
Okay. Bless her heart, she's been on hold for such a long time.
Well, fell asleep.
But she really sounded like Darth Vader at that point. And I had to cut it off because I don't want to be embarrassing somebody.
It tells everybody the name and the address.
Well, I actually do know who that was, but I'm not going to embarrass anybody.
No, I'm not surprised. It's late.
Yeah, it is. Okay, let's take the caller at 216. 216, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. How you doing?
We're good. We're good, hon. Who's this?
This is Desmond.
Desmond?
Yes.
All right. Desmond, do you have any spooky stories to share with us today?
No, not really.
No paranormal experiences?
Once a couple of years ago where I was at home and I had like a beer can sitting on the table, and it had like twisted like 180 degrees, like twisted. So I thought it might have been the condensation from the beer, you know, out the water outside the can. But it wasn't enough beer in there to do that. So at that point, I knew I had some spirits around me. So, you know, one time, a week later, the bread was on top of the refrigerator, and it just fell off the top of the refrigerator for no reason. So that's about only paranormal.
It's like a hungry ghost, huh?
Right.
Hungry and thirsty, trying to drink your beer, trying to eat up all your sandwiches.
Right.
All right. Well, Desmond, if you had a very simple question to ask today, what's your simple question, Desmond?
I got two quick simple questions.
Just one real quick simple one, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. What do I have to get ready for as far as 2014?
Something a little bit more simple than that. Because you're starting to move into a real reading. And remember, this is we just do simple sample things that we try to keep it very simple. So, like I said, something very simple that you'd like to know.
When will I receive my income tax check?
Perfect. See, that's what we're talking about. Hold on just a moment. Let's see. All right. What's going on with your check? There's a couple of different ways I can look at this, okay? If this is something that's supposed to be happening within weeks, because it kind of seems like this is something that you're waiting for, you've been waiting for, you know? We're looking at... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 7 weeks from now.
Oh, wow.
I know. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm like, that's why I'm saying, what's going on with your check? But if we're looking at months, which I hope it's not months, because that basically 7 weeks from now takes us in, it takes us through December. I mean into December, like around the first or second week of December. But if we're looking at months, it looks like it could be the very beginning of January. So I mean, depending on how I look at your timeline here, but it still looks like it's going to be a little bit, Desmond. But I'm going to tell you something. Your guides are telling me, as far as this next year, it actually does look like you're supposed to be moving. That's going to be something that you're going to do. And also there is a flipping of tradition in your life. And what that basically means is it does look like you're going to be experiencing some very, very, very big changes. But you're actually moving into an era of change, which means you're going to have several life cycles that are involving change, period. So it looks like you might actually end up moving a couple of times. And there's just a lot of things that are just different, that are just going to be very different now. Okay, so just remember you're going to be relying on the kindness of others, so try to be as sincere as possible, because your attitude and your personality are things that are really going to be in your favor. And if you really want to master these cycles that you have coming up, you got to be super cool, very open. Maybe if you have reservations about being too open, try to talk a lot, but try to talk about stuff that really may not be very important. Just because people are going, you're coming into a time of your life where people really need to feel like they can trust you, and this is the stuff that's going to be helping you with your work, with your finances, with all your relationships. So even if you're talking a whole lot about what's happening on television, as long as people feel like you're open, they feel like they can open back up to you, and that's something that's going to really, really kind of drive home the way that people see you, okay? And I hope that helps, dear. But thank you so much. What were you going to say?
When you say move, you mean physically move?
Physically move. That's right.
Okay. All right.
Y'all have a nice day. Okay, and you have a good Halloween, okay, dear?
All right, thanks.
You know, there's a bit of a delay sometimes, so, you know, if it gets into the point where somebody's, you go say something, the person stops, and it's just like delay there. Yes.
I have something very, very, very...
scary.
Very scary. You missed the story that I was telling in the beginning about the
exercising.
No, you weren't. You were
the demons.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Crap, poop. Everything is going so
awesomely.
Yeah, this one monitor is just being so bizarre. Okay, but anyway, I wanted to do another haunted story.
Okay, you need to play Corn or something at the end of the show. Yay!
Corn?
Yeah, surely you have some corn loaded up there or something. John Davis, maybe?
Anyway, the old Bear Drug and Hardware Store that opened in 1895 in Washington is now a historical museum and bistro of the kind that keeps its original soda fountain in the front, but in the back uses modern stoves, dishwashers, and mixers. Well, at least when W.L. Bear, the original owner, is not busy putting his phantom business into the machines and messing things up. The old Bear store is haunted in a particularly annoying way. The new owners of the store claim that since they tried introducing even the most rudimentary 20th century technology to the place, all of the appliances started going haywire. First, the dishwasher started constantly breaking down. When the repairman checked it, he found that the washer's wires had frayed from the inside out, which any electrician will tell you is a sure sign of sabotage by the dead. Well, you know, they won't really say that.
Sabotage.
Equally terrifying, I guess, the mixer migrated around the kitchen, never staying where anyone remembered putting it. Breaking and hiding the appliances weren't enough for this ghost, though, so witnesses say it upped the ante by occasionally making the oven too hot and burning the cinnamon buns and pies inside it. Not only that, but a pricey bottle of salmon sauce levitated off a shelf and crashed to the floor, which apparently happened more than once. Again, oh my gosh, I knew you were going to say that. It's almost like I was saying it with you. Anyway, it's not clear if the ghosts just aren't very strong or maybe they're just tiny. Like in the afterlife, you're only one inch tall and scooting a bottle off a shelf is an all-day project. But anyway, regardless, the situation is likely to continue until Bear Drug goes back to its roots and starts serving up proper 19th century cuisine cooked on an old-timey stove that run on burning orphans. I just wanted to add that Halloween twist.
It's nice. You know, my friend opened up a women's only bar, pub, you know. Mm. The sign outside, it said, liquor in the front, poker in the back.
I know that that's not true. That joke is so bad. I feel like I'm talking to, like, my grandfather. So old. Yeah. I hope everybody's watching American Horror Story because it is...
Yeah, don't be listening to us. Just go.
Oh, my goodness, because it is just too awesome. It is awesome beyond belief.
Well, I've got Deadwood to watch. My dad's copied it off the TV for me to watch on DVD.
Oh, my gosh, it is frustrating. Deadwood is very frustrating. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to ruin it. I won't, I wasn't going to actually do any spoilers, but I'm going to tell you that is my, it was one of my favorite shows. And I actually have the theme to Deadwood on here, so we could play that at the end of the show.
As well as Colin.
Mm-hmm. And, but Deadwood was very devastating for me for a little while. I'm just going to say that.
Great.
It's a good show. I'm telling you, it's probably one of the best shows ever written. And the words, the script is absolutely amazing. So we should watch it together. We should watch Deadwood together.
I don't have Dexter to watch.
I gave up on Dexter.
1, 2, and 3. Then 4, 5, 6, 7.
I think your dad would really like Longmire. So maybe for Christmas I'll get Longmire.
Maybe.
He's Billy Ray Bob. Is who was snoring?
Can't say it's true. Cannot reveal their identity. But, it was Darth Vader.
It was Mrs. Darth Vader. That was absolutely. You know what? I can never tell her that she did that because she
talks. It was a woman as well. Damn.
I told you it was a her. Yeah. I can never tell her she did that because she probably would really, really be very...
Wait until she listens back to the show. What happened there? Let's go back. Oh, my God.
She's like...
What that pause, though, when we're like, hello, brokenness. And there's that pause, and we're both like, what the hell's going on?
Is that when we play this back and we listen to it, it really, really sounds like Darth Vader.
Yeah, it's like somebody trying to be scary here, or...
Poor thing.
Oh, dear.
I know. Well, next week, the show is going to be back 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK, because we should, because the United States is having... it was Darth Iggy Mom. the United States is falling back because the UK fell back this past weekend, and the US will fall back in the next weekend. So that'll be nice. I guess that'll be completely amazing.
It's gonna be the best.
It's going to be the best. You know what I am really disappointed in? I'm disappointed in South Park this season.
I can believe that some of the stuff last night in that one, World War Zimmerman, how did it get away with that?
You know, it's because it's Cartman saying it. That's the only way they can get by is because it's Cartman that's saying
it. People see it as not a real person behind there. It's just Cartman.
Exactly. They're just like, oh, that's Cartman. But, yeah. But this whole season has been just, like, really lousy. I remember the shock and the amazement and the awe during the season that had the one where Britney Spears shot herself. And
Yeah.
You know, everything was just so, like, so over the edge and over the top and just like you like can't believe that they just did this, but the thing is it was still funny. And this season it's just like all right. You know, I'm just not finding myself losing it.
The thing is, the funniest part last night was something I really should not have laughed at.
I know, and I was like, you were cracking up.
Did you hear me laughing? No.
I heard you laughing, and it was just like, he is losing his mind over that line. And I was like, okay, because it was funny. It was funny.
It shouldn't have been.
They probably got sued.
Oh.
If they do get sued, I mean, they're not scared of that. They don't give a crap. They really don't give a crap.
I'm sure they got plenty of money anyway.
They don't care. They don't care. Well, we're running so close to the edge. I wanted to play that Deadwood theme so badly, and we'll try to play something right after that. And if we don't come back, guys, have an awesome Halloween. Get in touch with us on Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook or Psychic Moon. If anybody needs anything, any special work, any readings, anything, this is what we do. And it's been nice talking to you guys this morning, and have a great, great Halloween.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.